It's hard to believe, but we are down to our final player-coach interview. You're not supposed to do that, Peyton. Oh, Peyton Poulour is pumping his fist because it's also his last interview of Pac-12 Media Days. Don't you know how fortunate you are to come here and talk to all of us media types?
Oh, blessed.
Hashtag blessed.
Hashtag blessed.
Hashtag blessed. He's pleased to have received his final interview. I love that. Well, I'm pleased to have received my 18th offer. Every one of these recruits is hashtag blessed to do whatever they're doing. Peyton Poulour, linebacker, Washington State, with us here.
I played in an era before hashtags and social mediums, and it's amazing that everyone survived without being able to tweet about everything. But how big of an issue is social media? You got young guys hashtagging everything. You tell them to just throw their phones in a toilet and flush them?
Yeah, I'm right there with you guys. Honestly, I mean, when I got my offers, I had a Twitter. I didn't tweet out that stuff. Not like I'm better than them, but it is ridiculous nowadays, in my opinion.
I don't blame the kids. I mean, I get it. You know, you're young and you want to, you know, the adulation feels nice. But, I mean, as a team, you have to monitor the young fellows and say, hey, don't be tweeting out a stupid video. You know, don't be getting somebody in trouble with this stuff.
Well, I mean, I feel like guys just kind of enjoy that recruiting process. It just makes them feel good. But once they arrive on campus, at least at WSU, they kind of get shocked a little bit. Hey, you know, this is the big leagues, so to speak.
There was a player at Utah who was 19 at the time. His name is Caleb Slaughteroff, and his MySpace page was just pictures of him drinking beer. So every single picture is just holding beers. And so the coaches called a meeting one time. It was like, look, if you guys are under 21, don't put a picture of you drinking on social media. And so instead of taking the pictures down, Caleb changed all the captions to say that I'm just drinking apple juice again. You know, it's back when you could be young and dumb. Nowadays, guys, you know, careers can end with this stuff.
You know, normally when we have guys sitting here, we asked your teammate earlier, who was our first interview of the day, Jamal Morrow, how do you get to Washington State? Because the Pullman's not right on the map. But for you, it was easy. Your dad played there. You're a legacy. I think your uncle played there as well. Or was he a Washington guy?
He was UW.
That's right. He was a UW. But you're from Seattle.
Yep.
And so it was a natural for you, though. You said you had some other offers. You considered a few other places, right?
Right, yeah. So I took a visit to Colorado and then had an ASU offer. Never visited down there. Probably should have. That would have been fun. I did take me long to commit to WSU. I mean, both my parents went to WSU, and I'm the youngest of four siblings, two of which went to UW. So I was kind of their last hope for me to hop on the family legacy train, and they're happy I did.
What was the recruiting process like with Coach Leach, and what was it like getting to know him?
It was fun. I mean, we had a great class. We do have a great class. We were his first, so. You know, the in-home was pretty interesting. I'll give him that much. But everything with him is interesting. It was fun. I remember him coming to school and meeting him, and I had my cowboy boots on, and he got a big kick out of that and thought, Seattle boy with some cowboy boots, what are you doing out here, you know?
You just like to rope and ride? Was that your style?
No, I don't know. I just happened to wear cowboy boots that day. Yeah.
Well, typical, you know, high school stuff, of course. But we learned today that your head coach sleeps right next to a huge Viking axe, Viking axe.
Did you know that?
Does not surprise me one bit.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. No, self defense.
His wife gave it to him as a gift. He just keeps it next to the bed.
Oh, all right.
I think it's to boost his testosterone or something.
Yeah, I mean, whatever gives you an edge.
Let me ask you, you guys had a great – well, not a great start, but you played terrific in the middle of the season. What happened in November last year?
You know, just didn't finish, obviously, you know. That's the next step that we need to take, and that's the step we're trying to take this season. Coach Grinch always says those – our defensive coordinator, those who win in November will be remembered, and, you know, we were remembered for losing, and so that's something we're going to remedy this year for sure.
Is anybody on the team stronger than your defensive lineman, your all Pac-12 DN, Hercules?
Stronger? We got a couple stronger guys. He's actually kind of strong.
What about the Continent?
The Continent, he's a beast. Yeah. He's kind of like
– sounds like somebody from Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
You've got the Mountain, like, and the Hound and the Continent.
The Continent.
He could be a character on Game of Thrones.
Yeah, for sure.
And Mike Leach could be on there with his axe.
Oh, yeah. He could be one of the – I don't know, pirate scoundrels of the
from West, the Iron Islands.
Yeah, from the Iron Islands, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. He'd fit right in. He would love that. No, but the continent's a stud, for sure, and he might be our strongest guy.
6'8", 6'9", maybe 360 pounds for Cody O'Connell, All-American guard. We asked your head coach if he's really that big, and we said, you know, did you ever think about asking him to slim down? And Mike Leach told us that he doesn't think he could. Physically, he thinks 360 pounds is about as slim as he can get.
Yeah, he is pretty slim. He doesn't have much of a belly at all. It's just he's just big. You know, just the other day he had 240 dumbbells doing dumbbell bench with chains on them, and just throwing it up easy.
The 140 dumbbells, that's the heaviest dumbbell Utah has. Every year there's basically a contest to see who can pick up the 140-pounder, and nobody really ever does it.
Really? We have 150s. I guess he could have been doing – I don't know why he wasn't just doing 150s, but I don't know. I guess when you want to do 140s with chain, make it dramatic.
If you guys think – listening, you could do the 150-pound dumbbells. Try the 50-pound dumbbells, and you'll blow your shoulder out, and good luck to you.
Yeah, I know, right? That's Luke Falk's area right there. he'll take the 50s for the ride any day.
Take the 50s for
he's
a
quarterback.
Ride. Well, but –
of course he's going to take the 50s for a ride.
Oh, yeah. We give him crap for it still, but –
Luke Falk's a guy with a lot of attention around him, and he's obviously got a bright future. He's had a great career, obviously, at Washington State. What's the celebrity status like for Luke Falk walking around Pullman?
Well, around Pullman, I was going to say he doesn't like the whole celebrity status.
Which is why
he
isn't here.
Yeah, right. Exactly. But yeah, we're roommates. We've been roommates for the past 4 years, and I always try to publicly embarrass him walking around campus. I yell as loud as I can, "Oh, hey, Luke Falk. Where are you going? What are you doing after this?" And everybody will turn and look. Oh, there's Luke Falk. Oh, there's Luke Falk. And he doesn't like that at all. He despises it. Gets mad at me.
If he had a big game, maybe hit somebody really hard, would you call him the Falk line? Like the fault line, like an earthquake? I'm just trying to think of cool nicknames. No?
If that would ever happen, I guess I would.
Be more likely if he got injured again and broke, then it would be like breaking a Falk line.
That's more realistic, God forbid.
That's not, yeah, for your sake, let's hope that doesn't happen because the season kind of rides on the right arm. Before we let you go, how do you get a better year than you had last year and challenge the rivals in the North, you know, because the North never forgets?
North never forgets.
How do you win? How do you become kings in the North?
Well, you know, if we want to be kings in the North like Jon Snow, then, you know, we just got to finish. You know, we went on that 8-game win streak. We got to start out hot. First of all, we can't go 1-1. That's number one. But we got to take it one game at a time and not get ahead of ourselves because, you know, the Apple Cup is the last game of the year besides the bowl game. But, you know, before we get there, we gotta win and put ourselves in position to be Kings of the North first and foremost. And, you know, so consistency and just taking it one game at a time, straight up.
Beware of those Stanford and Oregon White Walkers.
Of course.
I'll see you later, Peyton.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for having us. Thanks for coming on with us. Peyton Pelur with us, linebacker. We'll see him when he comes to Salt Lake City later this year with the Washington State Cougars. That will be in early November.